Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast. We're still praying for our friends and family in Orlando, Florida. It still saddens me with all the deaths and injuries, and the stories of survival is also, I guess, a positive part of it. And the names came out of all 49 victims that were killed, lost souls. So let's pray for those souls and pray for the family members and the grief, and pray for those who were injured and for a speedy recovery and their family members. We'll be doing a couple of prayers. One is a prayer of total trust. And basically it states, which probably we kind of have to understand, to accept things I cannot change, but give me the spirit and the strength to change the things I can. And I guess that's what all God expects, is only we could change things that we can change. We can't change evil, but we could pray for good. And so let's do these prayers. And please keep your prayers for those who are in Orlando, Florida, lost ones, family members, friends who are injured. The prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Prayer of total trust. My God, not only do I trust in you, but I trust in you alone. Give me, therefore, the spirit of abandonment to accept the things I cannot change. Give me the spirit of strength to change the things I can. Give me, finally, the spirit of wisdom to discern what truly depends on me. And thus, may I do only your holy will. Amen. Another nice prayer I thought we would be doing today is My God and My Father. My God and my Father, may my sorrowful loneliness glorify you. May my patience and obedience soothe you. Do not vent your righteous anger on all souls. Look at your Son. Forgive all souls in the name of his suffering. Sustain them. Do not let them succumb under the burden of their weakness. But at their side in the hours of imprisonment, give them strength to bear the sufferings and trials of life in accordance with your holy, adorable will. Amen. Another prayer I like to do, written by St. Louis D. Bonford. Prayer to ask God for the gift of divine wisdom. God of our fathers, merciful Lord, Spirit of truth, I, a poor creature, prostrate before your divine majesty, awe of your deep need of your divine wisdom, which I have lost because of my sins. Hopefully that I will be faithful to your promise to grant wisdom to all those who ask it of you without hesitation. I ask for it today with a lively assistance and a deep humility. Send us, Lord, this wisdom which is always present before your throne and includes all your gifts. May it sustain our weakness, enlighten our minds, inflame our hearts, teach us to speak and to act and to work and to suffer with you. May it guide our steps and the will of our souls with the virtues of Jesus Christ, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Merciful Father, God of all consolation, through the material goodness of Mary, the precious blood of your beloved Son, and your great desire to communicate your gifts to all creatures, we ask it for you in infinite treasures of your wisdom to hear and grant this my prayer. Amen. And God bless you all, and have a good day.